This is Rob Schlegel. This poem is called 52 Trees. And what is it that brought you here, if not the spell the cedar cast, beneath which deer bed on the boughs of the Pacific silver fir? The fire willow's new stems resemble velvet. Addicted to starlings, the sumac shines. Seeds of pitch pine dream in alder, while Cape Polly makes excellent cover for jays building nests out of shinkapin twigs. The bitter orange shineth, albeit dimly, as though at dusk. From silver poplar, Donatello sculpted Magdalene. What does she smell like, if not the flowering pear? A saguaro fulfills an image, but the image is invisible, like salmon climbing the Sitka. The lemon's perfume mingles with the myrtle in bloom. Living beyond its light, ginkgo is granted more. The Monterey cypress is relieved of the burden of fashioning its own form. Caterpillars populate the hardy catalpa, as the maton commits to memory the interior dimensions of the common box. The fig exceeds itself. A limber pine is in Montana, growing. The olive waits for it. Jasmine sharpens the hazel's irregular teeth. The Japanese snowbell sleeps. But the knockaway's range is limited, and lodgepole pine is prolific to a fault. The paper birch examines itself. Branch by branch, ravens dismantle the Mount Atlas pistachio, while an apricot accuses the hornbeam of murder. Demonstrating poor judgment, quince touch the crown. Ponderosa needles pierce low clouds. When Thisbe's splashed blood stains fruit of the mulberry, gray willows become woolly. Lilacs self-medicate. Twin poplars respond separately to the same storm. The redwood churns, a towering shrug. Sycamores go insane. The juniper sways so hard, its roots expand like veins. Ariel howls inside the live oak. The Pacific yew is so afraid it grows into a hoop. Taking cues from the copper beech, chestnuts brace. The grand fir falls. Rarely the blue palo verde acts like a tree. The linden is a piece of paper, a paper bird. It is a wood swallow. In spite of everything, it sings for you. According to the common ash, a person shall be called many things. The eucalyptus mourns the plum that never released its leaves.